Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back to I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because there's no more lawyers in the world. We got rid of all of them. Hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. And today we have a sponsor, Patriot Gold. But let's get right into it. Florida has tried to get rid of billboard advertising for litigators, and you cannot go anywhere in this country and not see billboard advertising. They are all over the place. And these billboard lawyers do really well. They sell the fear. They get you hyped up. Do you know how much money you're going to get? You're owed so much money. Were you in an accident that wasn't your fault? Call us today. Now, lawyers need to advertise. I get it. But the one thing that's crazy is it's gotten out of hand, completely out of hand. Morgan and Morgan is the nation's largest personal injury firm. They are a good law firm. They really are. The only thing I would say about Morgan and Morgan is I don't know how they can handle so many clients at one time. I've never understood it with these people. There are law firms like this that sometimes file 100 lawsuits in a day. Hello, maybe more. Okay. Well, think about it. They do 500 lawsuits a week. Here's the difference, guys. My lawyer with my last lawsuit, I could call my guy. I could text my guy. I could get him on the phone. Hey, I need to talk about X. And we could do that. And it was great. That's what I want. Now, again, Morgan and Morgan, the numbers are all over the map for what they've done. So they said in, 2023, they do $2 billion worth of business. This year, they say that they've done $667 million, worth of business right now. But again, that's a huge amount of money, guys. It's a huge amount of money. Here in Southern California and in Nevada, and I think he's in Arizona, is a guy named Sweet James. So, Sweet James, he goes out and your personal injury, nightmare can be solved with Sweet James, and he will get you paid off. Now, they are limiting these mills. And again, they're all great law firms. Don't get me wrong. The problem with it is that with every great law firm, with all these leaders like Morgan and Morgan and Sweet James here in Southern California, you get the copycats that do things. Well, you know what? These guys are just taking phone calls. Let's bring people's phone calls in and promise them how much they're going to get. I was having dinner last night at a lawyer's house, and we were watching the game, and we were blown away at the phone calls. Hey, this is the injury hotline, and I'm paraphrasing what it was. But call us and we'll tell you what your case is worth. How can you do that? Yeah, man, my foot hurts. My boss yelled at me. Oh, you got money coming. Did he tell you to be on time? Wow. Yeah, you got big money coming. You see, it's ridiculous. Okay, it's absolutely ridiculous. But there are thousands of these lawyers around the country, thousands of them. And Philadelphia has limited the amount of lawyers that can be put up on billboards, which is a good thing, guys, because in Pennsylvania, there was a lawsuit that was pending for, a playground. Somebody got injured in the playground. So the municipality got sued and they can't have a playground. Guys, think about it. I'm walking through this park. Nobody's out here this morning. But you know what I mean? You want to be able to have kids have a good time. No. Here's the thing, guys. When I grew up, there was a park called Eisenhower Park that I have filmed with you guys 50 times over there. It's got a lake, it's got a stream, but they used to have the rocket slide. And my mom used to take my brothers and I there, and we'd play till our little heart's content on the rocket slide. But look at how unsafe this thing is, okay? They don't make slides like that anymore. Metal slides, and hey, let's bring out wax paper and watch how fast we can go down that slide. No, you'd be suing everybody. You know what I mean? It's crazy. So one thing that's nuts, when you go to Las Vegas, there are so many personal injury lawyers that the last time I was there, this last trip, I thought, I'm just going to count how many I see going into town. I counted exactly 40 billboards. Well, wait a second, though. I found a story where there's over 100 billboards in Vegas where these people have gone out and advertised for the personal injury stuff. Now, again, Demopolis is the big guy there. And, I'm sure if I say that, you're going to have other people sit there and say, no, we're bigger than him. We do more work. again, that's not the point. These guys advertise. They're all over TV. You can turn a TV, local TV channel on in Vegas, and you have 4 and 5 lawyer ads, one after another, and then it goes back to the show. It is nuts, guys. It's gotten crazy. But Florida is like, you know, enough is enough. We're going to crack down on this. I think it's a good thing, guys. I'm sick of it myself. Now, in my research, there was a law firm out of Chattanooga, Tennessee, the McMahon Law Firm. Read their little bio on their site. It's below. It'll be like third or fourth story. It'll be the down there. But they were like, hey, listen, don't hire one of these mills. Hire a smaller firm. And this is just such a great thing for them to do. They should be on social media more often. They should advertise this stuff. Again, they're not a sponsor. I've never met these people. They can reach out anytime. But that is a way to advertise. You know, hey, do you want service? Do you want to get taken care of? Contact us. That's the way to do it. But again, Morgan & Morgan, John Morgan is a brilliant litigator, okay? His kids followed in his footsteps. His wife is a litigator. They all did it, the whole family. John Morgan, there's a rumor that he's going to buy one of the Florida baseball teams. And I heard that from none other than my agent, who said, yeah, looks like Morgan & Morgan, I buy that baseball team. Crazy. They make a ton of money, an S ton of money, okay? So the thing about this and the thing about that firm that blew me away was, you know, it comes out during the last election that he would have Bill Clinton over, Hillary Clinton, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, all these people that he gave money to. And I was like, wow, this guy's a lefty, you know, which is not, that's not the point. The point is that he was furious after the election because they had walked through $1 billion and this guy had given them, I'm going to guess, $1 million or more to the campaigns. So, you know, crazy. It's absolutely crazy. What do you do with this? Do you believe in these lawyers and stuff? Have you had success with these lawyers? Because the one thing I tell everybody is research people. My mechanic, Mike, is a great guy. I have referred him and I looked at it today through the text messages. 8 people to him, including family members, that he did work for. And the guy is brilliant. He's fair. He's fast. Doesn't beat people out of stuff. Shows you the parts, everything like that. That's the way it's supposed to be. You're supposed to sit there and go, wow, it's going to cost that much. Yes, it is. And that's the way it's supposed to be. So you hire a professional, you get what you pay for, but do the research on these people. These lawyers are good. These mill lawyers, I think are going to go by the wayside because with Philadelphia, with these other cities, and you've got other states that are saying, listen, we've had enough of these, the advertising on these sites that you have to get rid of them. So it's crazy, guys. We're going to see this more and more and more. So let me see if I can find those cities. Oh, yeah. The following states have enacted bans to prohibit new billboards. Okay. So Alaska, Hawaii, Maine, and Vermont. Most of these places don't even allow new billboards to be built. But one thing that they're doing is they don't want the lawyer advertising up there too. Georgia's doing it. It's going to be interesting. But do you see, I mean, the lawyers are not going away. They make too much money. But are you sick of this stuff like I am? You see it all the time? You know? Oh, yeah. You know? Oh, yeah, you got money coming. I get blown away because people get false hope. Hey, you see it on TikTok all the time. You know, were you in an accident? Well, it wasn't your fault. We can tell you what it's worth. They can't. It is absolutely virtually impossible, okay, to do this. They can guess, but what's going to happen when they tell you your case is worth $150,000 and the offer comes in at $15,000? Yeah, let me know. So in a perfect world, there wouldn't be billboard lawyers and we wouldn't deal with this. Let me know what you think, and there's a lot more to cover. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. Wow, are we living through crazy times right now? The instability of this economy is all around us. One thing I heard is that we may have a jobs report that gets adjusted and the Fed may have no choice but to lower interest rates dramatically. And it's going to show you how bad the economy is. One thing that you can do to protect yourself is get yourself a hedge in precious metals. The best place to do that is Patriot Gold Group, number one rated for very good reason. With Consumer Affairs, they've done well over 10,000 transactions, over $1 billion in sales. Contact them today, guys. IRAs, 401ks, sell silver, they sell gold, they sell all types of precious metals. Contact them today before it's too late. 888-330-1431. Contact them today. Do it now before it's too late. These times are getting crazier. You're seeing, you know, silver at, you know, almost $40 an ounce. I just had somebody send me a report today that they think it's going to go to $50 by the end of the year. You don't want to miss out on that. Contact Patriot Gold Group today. Now, one thing that is a huge problem, and I keep getting emails from people on this, is insurance costs. And you can sit there and say, oh yeah, it's Florida, Dan. Oh yeah, it's California. No, 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 guys. Midwest, Nebraska, Iowa. These people are paying $8,000. Never had a claim. $8,500. All these different figures. There's two great stories below talking about the problems that people are having to keep their insurance intact. And the, you know, there's one article that says, you know, people need to understand the human factor. No, that, you know, the satanic insurance companies, as far as I'm concerned, that's the human factor you need to worry about. These people don't care about us. These people are doing everything they can to raise our rates and to not pay your claim. And I'm telling you this right now, just like the plumber, just like your lawyer, just like your mechanic, have a relationship with your auto insurance carrier, your homeowner's insurance carrier, with all of them. And, you know, it's something that you need to be able to tell them what happened and explain to them so it's no big deal, so it's the end of it, and it's not something that's continued as a problem. But it's terrible. These people are going out right now, and they're getting fleeced for these insurance policies, and they're canceling policies. And they use drones. They use all the stuff that they're doing right now, and it is absolutely horrific, and I want you guys to understand this. So next thing is de minimis rule ends. You know what this is? Have you ever bought anything online from out of the country, like China or anything like that, and they just ship it to you, and you get the Chinese little package. It takes 10 days to get it, and then you get your, you know, your package. Well, they didn't have to pay a tariff on that or a tax on that. It was de minimis. And in 2013, it got raised. It went up. It was a dollar when it first started. And then it went up, you know, year, you know, these years, this year. Finally, in 2013, they raised it to $800. They got rid of that with Trump's tariff stuff. So they made it so these people have to pay a tariff that went from 13% to as high as 50%. I know my daughter's friends were, you know, sending her pictures of how they went out and, you know, got their products and then got a bill from the shipping company billed to their credit card for $218 for cosmetics and stuff that they bought. So terrible, guys. This is the worst Labor Day ever when it comes to East Coast beaches. You have more beaches closed right now on the East Coast because of fecal matter. Doesn't that sound like fun? Let's go swim in that. And it's funny, I watched Jaws last night. I enjoyed that. That was fun to watch that. But you know what's funny is it's just so typical. The mayor, who was a real estate agent, you know, wanted to have the you know, beach open. You can't shut it down for 4th of July. It's going to kill the economy. Well, this guy wants to sell houses. And when I was a kid and watched, I never figured it out until then. He was the realtor, the city's realtor. And you want to have people want to come to Amity and buy this stuff. Well, when they're crapping in the water, you know, you go first. You swim in that stuff. You want to get very sick? Go do it. Go do it. So let me know. It's a little bit more to cover. I'm going to finish this video with these last few things. Don't forget the private channel, I Allegedly Live. Make sure you're on the email list because it's finally going out. And a couple things. I'm sick of surcharges. My son worked at Dunkin' Donuts when he was in college, locally. And he would tell me stories about how rude the customers were and how awful they were in Irvine, California. But Dunkin's really done themselves in. They're having surcharges. How about this one? Less ice, 25 cents. You want less ice in your drink, we're going to charge you 25 cents more. Dunkin' sucks, man. Dunkin' is awful. It is horrific. Horrific. Oh, my God. So you just can't. Oh, my God. You can't make this stuff up. Final story from Dr. Marvin. Recession deals are back. Hey, we're in a recession, so we want to make you a deal. Well, are we in a recession or not in a recession? These stores seem to think so. So they're going to give you a deal. Again, ask for anything. Ask for anything. I'm telling you, Oh, we can't do that, sir. You're out of your mind. Okay. Hey, the box looks a little dented at Home Depot. Okay, 20% off? No, I can give you 10, sir. How about that? Yes, take it. Take it, take it, take it. Okay? The recession deals are back. It'll be the last story in the video description. You want to get a hold of me, it's hello@iallegedly.com. Feel free to send me stories. Send your name. Don't be anonymous. Don't be a Quimby, because I won't, you know, even reference you. Okay? Anyways, you get the gist. Onward and upward, guys. I will see you very soon.